Hoagland, with regard to the Mariner mission, the imaging of the Cydonia area, and that you thought that he had some of it, or think he has some of it wrong. And so how do you want to make your case?
Well, if I jump in here, is that okay, Mark?
Sure, go ahead.
Actually, we're not directly commenting on whatever Mr. Hoagland said, because I myself didn't hear that program. But we have heard both with, from reports on your show and also with people sending us inquiries that there's been a lot of concern about the possibility that the camera on the Mars Global Surveyor was going to be turned off.
Correct.
So we wanted to try to clarify that and talk a little bit about that and about what people might be able to do to encourage proper use of the cameras.
Turned off specifically during a best opportunity type deal for imaging Cydonia.
Mark would want to comment on that. He's been doing a lot of work on the orbit of the Global Surveyor and where it is when. Maybe Mark could take that.
Professor?
Yeah, I think, Art, there's been a lot of confusion on both sides. Currently, Global Surveyor is in an aerobraking orbit, and it has limited time, or it has had limited time to take pictures. And some pictures have been released on the Internet. They've been really remarkable pictures.
Right.
What's happening now is the orbit is shrinking. It's getting smaller, and they have less time available in the orbit to do science.
Okay.
In addition, Mars is close to going behind the sun. It's called a solar conjunction. And when it's behind the sun, this will happen in May, it's not possible to communicate with the spacecraft. And as it approaches the sun, because of radio noise, you can send less data. So what's happening now is we're entering a period where it's not really optimal for doing a lot of image gathering. And this is just a natural result of the way the mission's set up. There's nothing unusual about it. It's, in fact, been predicted. But what's going to happen when it comes out of the solar conjunction, it's going to be, in fact, out of this aerobraking orbit and in a very good orbit to take pictures of just about any target on the planet, including Cydonia.
When would that be?
Well, actually, it comes out of aerobraking the end of March, and from the end of March through the fall, sometime
September. Yeah.
It'll be in a position, I don't mean in a fixed position, it's in an orbit.
Right.
That it'll allow it'll essentially fly over any point on the planet over that period of time. And in a few weeks, we'll be able to predict that orbit. NASA will have these orbital predictions as well. And what we hope to do is be able to identify when the Cydonia image opportunities occur, because these are, of course, the ones that we're interested in, and try to announce them ahead of time so that everyone will be ready. Everyone will know when they occur. Because it turns out one actually did occur back in October, because back in October, Global Surveyor was in, actually when Global Surveyor got to Mars in September this past year, it went into an aerobraking orbit, and it came out after about a month because it ran into a lot of atmospheric drag. It almost tore off one of the solar panels, as you may recall.
Yes. May we confirm a couple of things?
Sure.
Is it true, as it seems to be prescribed on Dr. Malin's website, that the camera is either already turned off or is about to be turned off?
It's off now.
It's off now.
According to the latest NASA or JPL release, I should mention that right now the Global Surveyor is only able to take equatorial pictures or around the equator of the planet and not up north where Cydonia would be.
Right.
The thing about the idea that this was going to be an optimum time or a perfect time to take the photos, actually, I think Mark will agree, if it comes, the camera will be off until late March, and then they'll turn all the instruments back on again.
Okay, well, I can't speak for Richard Hoagland, but I do want to interject so that we're clear. I think Richard thought that about mid-March there would be an optimal opportunity to get Cydonia images.
Yeah, Mark, what about that?
Yeah, well, there's no way to predict that at this point, because in the air-breaking orbit, it changes every orbit because they're going through the atmosphere, and depending on how much drag they hit, it changes the orbital period. It's very hard to predict exactly where they'll be the next orbit or in five orbits. You know, it's not a very good situation. Once they come out of the atmosphere, it's in an orbit where they can predict over a long period of time where it's going to be. And
which they'll do in late March.
In late March, we'll be able to set up these orbital models and be able to predict in March and April and May and so forth when the opportunities will exist. But you can't do that right now. It's not possible.
Richard suggested that the orbit is now somewhat elliptical, that it's at the low point about 150 miles, and at the high point, I think, about 300 miles.
Well, actually, it's a lot more than that. It's about 73 miles at the low point.
Oh, my.
And let's see, I have it here somewhere. It's 14,566 miles at the high point.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then certainly at the low point, the pictures would be astounding if they could image at that time.
Well, in fact, in October, when they were in this, they were aerobraking earlier, and in the fall, they ran into the atmospheric drag problem and stopped aerobraking for a month.